gay men.
Well, that's interesting, you know, because, Deborah, I found in reading Mondo Barbie, which is a compilation of different literary moments starring Barbie, basically is how I describe it, I found that the most interesting and willfully perverse stories in there were from men. And really, and the most bizarre, like the one where he, I don't know if how I could put this, where he
and Barbie.
The first story in the anthology is called A Real Doll by A.M. Holmes. And okay, I could not swear that A.M. Holmes is a guy, but I assume he is. The protagonist is male. If it's a woman, she's done a very good job. He not only has sex with Barbie, which is described in particularly interesting way because cum doesn't stick to plastic.
And Barbie's very small, too.
Yes, Barbie's sentient in this story. And then he takes Barbie's head off Ken and fills Ken up, so to speak.
Oh.
So I would definitely recommend that first story. It
grabbed you, eh?
Yeah. Yep, you could say that.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. Well, I guess then we've got perhaps some reason for this. I mean, men, and particularly this article that I got that information from, says that most of the men who are into it are indeed gay men, and that there's quite a contingent of male followers, gay male followers of Barbie.
Which is probably just the point to start talking about Cock Ring Ken.
You have a picture of him.
I have a picture
black
of him right
white.
Here.
Oh, you have a picture too?
Yes,
okay.
I do. Well, we've been doing our homework.
Mine's in black and white. Basically, it's a torso picture of Ken. He's got streaked blonde, well, hair streaked with blonde. He's got like a
purple mesh t-shirt. Of purple faux leather vest, black jeans, and black shoes. And he's wearing not only an earring, his proper name is Earring Magic Ken.
Yeah, Earring Magic. What is that? What's the magic about?
have It's magic that
earring
he's wearing
Ken.
One. He's a fairy. It's very magical. But anyway.
Oh, there we go.
And he's wearing around his neck a silver chain. And on the silver chain is a, well... It's a...
Spit it out.
It's a cock ring, I swear to God. What else could it be? So, anyway, our friend Dan Savage, who writes for The Stranger, which is a Seattle alternative publication, actually called Mattel to ask them about this strange appearance of this necklace that Ken was wearing. So I can
really?
Read you a few salient quotes. But
go. Yeah. I just have a picture. I don't have anything like that.
We're not in the business of putting cock rings into the hands of little girls, says Lisa McKendall, manager of marketing and communications at Mattel Toys. So Dan Savage, I don't know how to pronounce his name, who writes a column in The Stranger called Hey Faggot, in which breeders, as he calls them, write in and ask for advice about their love lives, was interested in this, and he wrote... Or he actually, I guess he phoned her and said that Lisa McKendall denies the ring around Ken's neck as a cock ring. Absolutely not, she said. It's a necklace. It holds charms he can share with Barbie.
Charms. Oh, yes. Magic charms.
Come on. This is a doll designed for little girls. Something like that would be entirely inappropriate. So then Dan explains what a cock ring is. And then he explains the fashion of... Oh, he says dykes are now wearing cock rings, too, because their newly minted sex-positive dykes started wearing them. And
wait a second. Newly minted dykes?
Newly minted sex-positive dykes. You know that myth. We never had sex before, like, 1989.
Oh, yes, okay. Newly minted dykes just sounded odd.
And then, on closer inspection, Ken's entire earring magic outfit looks like three-year-old rave wear. A Gautier purple faux leather vest, a straight out of international mail, purple mesh shirt, black jeans, and shoes. Ken's redesign was prompted by the advice of little girls who play with him. 2 years ago, we did a survey, Lisa said. We asked girls if Barbie should get a new boyfriend or stick with Ken.
What'd they say?
They wanted Barbie to stay with Ken, but wanted Ken to look a little cooler.
Cooler, yeah.
So Dan says, what's cool in the USA right now? What's hip? Queers are. And then he goes through some examples about that. And, she says that Lisa says Ken and Barbie reflect mainstream society, and So he, Dan doesn't really buy this. He says, as nice as Lisa is, which isn't very, I'm not sure I buy her reasoning. How many dads out there are running around with cock rings dangling from chains around their necks? What the little girls were seeing and telling Mattel was cool wasn't what their relations were wearing, unless they had hip queer relatives, but the homoerotic fashions and imagery they were seeing on MTV. So, when you've made it to the aisles of Toys R Us, your movement has arrived. Queer Ken is the high water mark of, depending on your point of view, either queer infiltration into popular culture or the thoughtless appropriation of queer culture by heterosexuals. Lisa seemed genuinely unaware of the origins of Ken's necklace, in quotes. I think she was just a good actress.
No, I think she probably really didn't know.
Well, come on, what else could it be?
I think she probably didn't know, and something like that was designed, probably unconsciously, without really... Well, no. I just find it hard to believe that Mattel would sort of snigger and say, let's put a cock ring on Ken and see what
maybe
people
all
think.
The designers are gay men and they're all laughing at
seeing
what they
can see. Yeah, so it's a private joke. Yeah, an in-joke.
But I just want to point out to our listeners that, as Dan says, while Ken now has a cock ring, he still doesn't have a cock.
What's the boy to do?
Ken just has a bump. It's so sad.
A bump and a bum. This year as well, there is something called Troll Barbie. You know how those little trolls are quite popular?
That's sick.
Truly. Troll Barbie with stand-up tufts of pink and lavender hair. Her and Earring Magic Ken would probably look really, really good together.
But did they get rid of her teeny weeny weeny waist?
There's no picture. I can't tell.
Okay.
I don't know. There's also a video game, a Barbie video game.
My God.
Features the digital doll, kitted out in a pink aerobics class drag, negotiating various worlds on the way to a dream date with Main Squeeze Ken. This entails some serious shopping in Mall World while being menaced by flying bra tops. Turning into a mermaid.
You're making it up.
No. Turning into a mermaid in Underwater World and ducking giant ice creams in Soda Fountain World. On the way.
They would go right to her hips.
That's right. Stay away from me, you giant ice cream. On the way, she's helped by a pack of cute puppy dogs.
Aw.
So there you go.
That's
girly
kind of
game.
Patronizing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Okay, well.
Well, there is one story. I have to say, there is one story in Mondo Barbie, which is, I think, available at Landrigine, and I don't know how much it costs myself. But
I think it's around 10, 13, 11, 12.
Yeah, something like that. And it's called Barbie Comes Out, and it's by Rebecca Brown. And in this story, Rebecca is going to her favorite lesbian bar, The Rose, in Seattle, and she sees Barbie come through the door. Only she doesn't quite know it's Barbie. She thinks that it's some differently abled woman with a very strange way of walking. But she thinks she's pretty hot. So Barbie sits down at her table, and they proceed to have a conversation. And when Barbie starts to cry, her entire face... sort of comes off with her tears because it's all done in makeup, so she just does it again herself. There's a lot of recurring motifs in this book. One of them that different writers pick up on, one of them is the detachable heads, the heads you can pull off and putting Ken's head on Barbie and Barbie's head on Ken. Another is the Ken's, how shall we put this politely, limited endowment. And
limited, very, yeah.
Although I wouldn't say it's a problem, but Barbie does in many cases. She says, you know, you just can't do much with Ken in many of these stories. She
when they were writing, did they know about Magic Earring Ken?
No, I think he's
really, really new.
He's just come out, and he's only $10.99, by the way.
What do you mean, only $10.99?
Oh, come on. Top-of-the-line Barbie is $20 more.
Really?
Yeah, it's very expensive. $10.99 is your cheap
too,
one.
She comes with a
Barbie with accoutrements, like a Barbie with her own music stand or something, some sort of fancy theme. Barbie is more in the 20, could even be $25 range.
And then there's every year they've also got a special wedding gown Barbie.
That's right. Oh, yes.
Yes, and they're very expensive.
And they're collector's items, and people buy them and never take them out of the boxes and
well,
just put them up
fags,
there.
Fags, yes.
Not just
No,
fags.
Not just, but I tell you, according to this article with the Barbie Bazaar thing, apparently there are, you know, some well-off gay men who collect tons of Barbies, 15,000 Barbies in one collection. Can you imagine? All the outfits and all the money that goes into it.
I really can't.
No.
It's sort of incomprehensible to me, to tell you the truth, Deborah. But I did have 13 Barbies once when I was much younger.
Is that so? Is that because... Well, why is that?
I loved Barbie. I was always looking for a new one. I got them every special occasion. I had Barbie Corvette, Barbie horse, Barbie camper. I had special handmade furniture that my parents made for me, and little houses that they also made for me.
Isn't that nice?
It was sick. It was really sick.
So that way they didn't have to buy you the Barbie ranch.
Well, I'm sure I would have asked for it if they hadn't made it.
Well, what do you figure we should do? It's 5 to 8 now. We've got announcements, which I think we should probably do. I've got my pirate story, but I don't have time to read it, which...
Could you give us a quick synopsis, maybe?
Oh.
Or do you want to save it for next week?
I should save it. Well, the synopsis, it's not so much, they just talk the story. Okay, a friend of mine is researching pirates, and she was looking at a pirate book, and there was this chapter on women pirates in 1720 in the Caribbean. One of them was born in Ireland, and the other was English. Both of them were born out of wedlock, and they ended up on the same ship. Now, according to this version, they each had male lovers, but they liked each other enormously and hung out together all the time and stuff and killed people together.
That's
all that pirate
bonding
stuff. Yeah. And then in Mondo magazine, Kathy Acker has a brief little thing about pirates. And she her interpretation is that the two women and the man that one of them was with were all lovers.
Wow.
So that was her interpretation. It's a good story, though. This is just details about their early lives and how they met and who their lovers were and what happened to them, finally.
And
so
wearing little pantalons in that... illustration that
yes,
I see there. And
yes.
Probably several years too early, right? Before that sort of thing became even remotely respectable.
Oh, for women, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they were disguised as men.
Oh,
oh
okay,
yeah, they were disguised as men. Only on their ships did some of them, or most of the men, some of them anyway, know that they were in fact women, but they were disguised as men. And anyway, so it's a good little story. It would probably take about 10 minutes or so to read, so maybe I'll just save it for a week in the next week or two, because I've never seen anything quite like it.
Let's come back to it. Sounds good.
Speaking of which, while I'm talking about next week, we will not have the French show Funky Gwyn next week. Carellen's going to be interviewing Gail Scott, and we'll have that next week because Gail Scott is launching her book next Monday.
And I have to say, it's kind of a dilemma for people who want to attend the launching, because I think the launching starts in the middle of the show. So if you're a big Gail Scott fan, you know, you're sort of on the horns of a dilemma here if you want to listen to the interview and also go to the launching of her new book, which is called Maiden Brides Between Ochre Pediment and Aztec Sky. Huh. And that's going to be at Bistro Cat, which is on the corner of Duluth and Saint Laurent. And although I'm not sure of the time for that, I assume it's 7:30.
What do you...
6 to 8:30, Joanne says.
6 to 8:30. So, what could you do?
So get someone to tape it for you.
Get someone to tape it for you, that's it. Yeah, okay. So that's what's happening, and next week we'll let you know when Funky Gwyn will be on. It'll be on in the next couple of weeks, so never fear. There's a bit of a change over on that show, but... It's coming together, so we'll let you know next week. So some quick announcements. I think it's good to do these every now and again. So these are just some groups around town that maybe we should mention. The Concordia Queer Collective, they'll be organizing a trip to Gay Pride in Toronto. Mm-hmm. You can call 848-7414. By the way, Bisexual Women's Discussion group meets 8 o'clock Fridays, 598-8661. And there's something new here. Club X Network is a travel accommodations exchange club for lesbians and gays. So, for information and brochures, you can contact P.O. Box 101, London, England, SW12 OPR. What a weird postal code. UK.
I'm sure it seems normal to them.
I'm sure it does, yeah. Yeah. And there's a new group for Latin American gays and lesbians. They meet Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. at the Gay and Lesbian Community Center. If you want some more information, call 524-8424. And there's a lesbian mom support group. Call 274-8995. And Dyke's interested in wilderness adventuring, white water canoeing, kayaking, mountain hiking, weekend and longer camping trips. Call Lou at 523-5987. If you ever have any questions that you want to ask us, or if there's something that you didn't catch as a number or an address, you can call us at 398-4616, either after the show or while we're talking, because Joanne's just hanging out.
Does nothing.
Waiting
you know.
For calls. No, she says. I think that's about it, and it's 8 o'clock anyway, so...
Yeah. I think so, too. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks, Joanne, and thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Corella.
Good night.
Good night.